Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
We were chatting to Eddie Wilson, Chief Executive of Ryanair, and the DAA wants to clarify a claim made by him this morning regarding the money that they make from duty-free sales. They say the ancillary revenues that the DAA makes at Dublin Airport are already taken into account by the regulator, and then they're incorporated into the passenger charge figure, which is set by the regulator. Let's go to the newsroom now and to Karen Creed.
Thank you, Claire, and good morning. Former US President Donald Trump has been charged over his handling of classified documents, according to his lawyer. It's the second indictment of Mr. Trump and comes as he campaigns to make a return to the White House in 2024. The details of the indictment, filed in a federal district court in Miami, remain unclear because the Justice Department has made no comment. The World Health Organization has warned that cholera could spread in areas affected by a burst dam in the Russian-controlled area of southern Ukraine. As rescue efforts continue, both countries have accused each other of shelling people being evacuated. Ukrainian attacks in the Zaporizhia region are continuing, with Ukraine's deputy defense minister claiming that Russia was in active defense. Campaigners who are opposed to proposed controversial legacy legislation have dismissed changes made to it by the British government. It announced amendments last night to the bill, which is moving towards completion in the House of Lords. Amnesty UK said the changes would do nothing to address the fundamental flaws. The bill would effectively shut down all legal avenues of redress for victims, including civil and criminal cases, as well as troubled inquests. The operator of Dublin Airport has rejected Ryanair's suggestion that a simple solution to relieve the ongoing shortage of spaces would be to temporarily use land it owns around the airport for car parking over the summer. A spokesperson for DAA said it can't simply open up fields at Dublin Airport and conjure up additional car park spaces, as that would require infrastructure and planning permission. DAA is currently awaiting a decision from the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission about whether it can purchase the former Quick Park facility near the airport. Speaking on this programme, Ryanair's chief executive Eddie Wilson said people are frustrated as he criticised the delay in providing more parking.
What should have been done was 6 months ago and 12 months ago was to have the foresight to say that there was going to be 8,000 car parking spaces less, and what were they going to do about it? It's up to them to run the airport. It's up to them to have sufficient car parking space, and they should have done this months ago and had some. They should have had the foresight to actually do something about it.
RTE Radio 1 Weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
A warm and humid day with good spells of sunshine. There is some showers expected in the southwest, but staying mild with highest temperatures of 18 to 25 degrees. And that's all from here for the moment.
Karen, thank you very much. Now, if you were watching the Met Éireann bulletins last night, you may have heard that there's a warning in place for wildfires here because of the prolonged dry spell we've just had. In the last few days alone, a fire in Galway came dangerously close to houses. A special area of conservation was damaged in Kerry, and last weekend, a gorse fire burned on the outskirts of Belfast, and another one close to Ashford in County Wicklow. Well, Darren O'Connor is a station officer from Dublin Fire Service and joins me now. Darren, good morning. Thanks for being with us, Claire. This morning. You've been busy over recent days, have you?
Yeah, well, actually, in Dublin, we've had a relatively quiet amount of ignitions in terms of wildfire, but fire services around the country have been extremely busy dealing with some kind of moderate to large outbreaks. So we're hoping that people are remaining vigilant and will continue to do so during the warm spell.
Well, down the road from you in Wicklow, there have been six fairly significant ones, haven't there?
Yeah, so Wicklow Fire Service have up on their social media pages that they've dealt with six significant ignitions over the last couple of weeks. And then obviously the one you mentioned in Kerry and Galway, there've been some quite large outbreaks.
Now, there's a bit of rain forecast, but probably not enough to make a difference. So we shouldn't rely on that when we're thinking about the potential for wildfires.
Yeah, so I mean, ask people not to get into a false sense of security. There's a lot of greenery around as well. The vegetation is, you know, it's quite green. It's all live at the moment, but there's a lot of dead fuels underneath that as well. There's a lot of dry kind of litter and fuels that are really highly combustible underneath that. And then obviously, even with the green vegetation, we've had a dry period now for the last couple of weeks. So all those fine vegetations are really, really flammable at the moment. And we, you know, people to be really, really cautious around barbecues and campfires, because once they get going, they'll take off, you know.
Yeah, and we'll talk about what people should do. But in the main, are these wildfires initially caused by activities that people do, or are some of them caused naturally?
No, if you ask any firefighter that has attended them, or any fire service that's attended them, there's always kind of a link to where kind of human activity and recreation areas are, be along walking paths, camping sites, forestry, beaches, you know. So it goes hand in hand with where people are using as recreation areas. They're the areas we normally respond to.
And the disposable barbecues, as you mentioned, and campfires too. But the barbecues first, Darren, are they your enemy?
The disposable barbecues would be the enemy of the Forest Service around the country. They look inconspicuous, you know, the small foil box with a bit of charcoal in them, but they burn extremely hot. And the thing about the charcoal is, as well, 5-6 hours after you've left the scene, you think everything's grand and normal. The charcoal still has, you know, a very large amount of heat inside it, and it can continue to burn and burn deep down into kind of different layers of forestry.
Yeah, but I mean, that in itself is useful to hear, because people might feel they're using them really responsibly and being very careful while they're cooking on them, but it's afterwards that's the problem.
Throw a 2-litre bottle of water into a bag and just douse it before, you know, when you're finished with it, fill it up with water. Make sure, like, the main thing is, we have to understand that people are, these things are available, people are going to use them. We have to ask people to be responsible with using them, especially on beaches, on grass, on the likes of marram grass, which is extremely flammable. People bring them off into the grass to get out of the wind, you know, keep the smoke away from other people on the beach. That's a really, really dangerous point to be using them. Put them onto concrete, put them onto rocks, dampen them down, fill them up with water before you use them. If you're camping in forestry, you're going whatever, use designated barbecue and fire areas. And because you've seen the results, like the last, you've got a conservation area destroyed in County Kerry, you've got massive amounts of forestry in Wicklow destroyed, and then nearly some houses lost in County Galway. And, you know, this is all preventable.
And Darren, when the beaches are busy and when you're called to a fire on the beach or on the sand dunes, getting in there can be really difficult for you.
Yeah, so access can be extremely difficult. Both in Dublin Fire Brigade and Fire Service around the country invest in training of staff, obviously, all year, in terms of preparation for wildfire. But we've invested in some new equipment as well, like backpack sprayers and lightweight hose as well. Access conditions underfoot can be extremely dangerous. That's why, you know, one of the tactics we may use after assessing the risk is actually just to let some of the fire burn to a roadway or burn to a pathway, because it presents too much risk to firefighters to actually deal with it. And our main priority as a fire service is to protect life and protect property. So, and that's what we do, you know, and then critical infrastructure, gas, power lines, etc. So these areas, they're really difficult to get into. And then one of the other things we encounter on the weekends, and you've probably seen on our social media pages and around the other forest service and local authorities as well, is access, you know. So we've got narrow roads, double yellow lines. We'd ask people not to park on them, not to block access gates. And it's not just ourselves. You've got the Mount Rescue Service, you've got the Coast Guard Service as well, need access to these places. They're highly populated by people during high times of recreation and weekends and stuff like that. And we do attend incidents, and we do get hampered by access to these areas. So we'd ask people to think before you park. Can a fire engine actually get down here? You know, they're 8 feet wide, they're 25, 26 feet long. So we need to be able to get them down and get access to them, you know.
And if there's a delay in the fire service getting down, you're saying to people who are on the beach and they're seeing this thing burning, do not try to deal with it yourself.
No, don't try and deal with yourself. The likes of grasses, you've got an onshore wind, they spread extremely quickly. That fire in Kerry, I was doing a bit of reading on it, apparently burned 2 acres in 1 hour. You know, and it's highly flammable. It spreads really quickly. It's, you know, you got really extreme flame lengths, kind of flame lengths of 2 to 3 meters. Get your family off the beach, get them to a place of safety. The other thing we say to people is, if you see a fire, don't assume that someone else has called it in. If people stand there looking and say, I guarantee you someone has called it in, there's lots of smoke, lots of flames. And often the fact is that someone hasn't called it in. So if you see a fire, report it straight away. Get us out there as quick as we can. And the more calls we get, the more information we get, better location, better access, you know. So just say to people, if you see something, report it.
And Darren, it's one thing if one of these fires is started accidentally, but you will have some that are started maliciously, won't you?
Yeah, like, and just, you know, people need to think, like, if you look at that conservation area, so, like, you've got the grass on sandbanks, even around, like, Bull Island, you know, there's special areas of conservation. If you lose the grass off the sandy areas, the sand then... the sandbank then blows away. You know what I mean? If you're losing habitat, you're losing a lot of things after the effect of the wildfire. But it's also causing massive impact on the community. You've got elderly people with respiratory problems as well being affected by the smoke. There's warnings to keep your doors and windows closed. When we get stable atmospheres like today, where you've got a clear blue sky, you know, you've got a hot buoyant layer of air, the smoke won't rise up too high. It'll blow down across the local communities, and it causes massive effect. And forest services, you know, we need to be protected. We need to be there to serve all areas of the community. And we're out dealing with these incidents that are, you know, caused maliciously and cause an awful lot of strain on forest services around the country. We need to be available to deal with all the other things that we do. Mm-hmm. You know,
now, so we know that farmers are allowed to burn off gorse, mm-hmm. aren't they, early in the year up to the 28th of February. Do you know, though, that that's happening sometimes beyond that time?
We don't investigate the actual cause of fire. We respond to them, you know. So it's very hard to say whether it's done maliciously or whether it's accidentally. But the Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine have a close eye on it, and other bodies, National Parks and Wildlife Service as well, have a close mm-hmm. eye on boarding outside of the periods.
But it's no harm to remind people that it's not to happen after the 28th of February.
Yeah, so it's basically what it is where it's cut vegetation. They can burn, they can get a license to burn cut vegetation. Burning live vegetation has to stop because obviously you've got the nesting boards, you've got different habitats, and it's, you know, you can't cut hedgerows, you can't burn vegetation, etc., like that, you know. And there's also permits involved with the local authority. So if someone wants to burn agricultural waste in their land, if you get a permit off the local authority, inform the local Gardaí, mm-hmm. and then inform the local regional control centre. So on the east coast, we have the eastern regional control centre, that we'd be aware of the call. So if we get similar calls in the area, we double check before forest services are mobilised to it, you know. So but again, we would ask people that if they do see something to report it, because mm-hmm. Just don't assume someone else has, you know.
There's another potential cause of a fire, which I have to say I was completely unaware of, but if you think about it, it makes sense. So if you're parking your car up on a warm day on dry grass, you've got your hot exhaust touching off the dry grass, that can cause a big problem too.
It could, yeah. So people have, you know, car parks parking on beaches, long grass, catalytic converters and exhausts, they heat up extremely, extremely hot. You know, you'd have left the car, headed off, and before you know it, the grass is on fire underneath the car, you know. So it can cause problems. And this grass, like, you know, even if it's 12 inches, 2 foot, you know, whatever, once it takes off and you get an onshore wind, you've seen all the videos, you've seen all the pictures, like, it burns extremely quickly.
Mm-hmm. And dealing with wildfires, dealing with any fire, Darren, has it changed at all in terms of the equipment that you're using now?
Well, we're using a lot more information as well, a lot of training and education of officers as well. And we're using drones. Drones are of great benefit because we can look at where the fire breaks are, and we can look at the rate of spread of the fire. We can assess the humidity levels. So there's a lot of things like wind, humidity levels, the slope that the fire is burning on. They have all a part to play. And then we've obviously invested in equipment, lightweight hose, backpack sprayers and stuff. And one of the tactics, depending on the risk to firefighters, may be just to, you know, assess and look at the rate of spread, how quick the fire is spreading, where the next natural or man-made fire break is, how wide the fire break is, and is it going to hold? And it might be just a tactic to let it burn out to the fire break mm-hmm. rather than risk crews attacking them, you know. So it's quite very scientific, and it was big in Europe for many years, and it's crept across now, obviously, because European information has come across.
And the sharing of information.
So it's huge, you know.
Go ahead.
The European Forest Fire Information System, which is gathers satellite information, have actually issued a warning for the whole of the Western areas, including Ireland and the UK, of severe risk of wildfires in the next couple of weeks due to soil moisture levels and moisture levels in vegetation and predicted temperature. So
your own instinct as well is telling you, once you see day after day of no rain, that you could potentially be looking at a situation where we could have more wildfires in the coming weeks.
Yeah. And then when you think as well, what's happening now is we've got the school holidays. So you've got a lot more people out on the outdoors. You know, the sun brings everyone out to all different areas. You've got 2 weeks of dry weather. You've got like tinder dry vegetation, and you've got activities happening everywhere. So every person that goes onto a hill brings a different risk with them, you know. So it's up to us to be able to respond to them.
Darren, great advice as always. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Darren O'Connor is station officer at Dublin Fire Brigade. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.